This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters took to the streets across France on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row to rally against a new health pass 2 days before new rules come into force. The new requirements championed by President Emmanuel Macron make it mandatory to have either a full course of vaccination against COVID-19 or be in possession of a negative test to enjoy usually routine activities. Macron, who faces re-election next year, hopes the new rules will encourage all French to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and defeat the virus and its fast-spreading Delta variant. But opponents who have turned out in the streets the past weeks argue the rules encroach on civil liberties in a country where individual freedom is prized. From Monday, the health pass will be needed for restaurants and cafes. It will be required on inner-city transport, including high-speed trains and domestic flights. The pass has already been required since July 21st to visit cultural venues such as cinemas, theaters, and museums. The Interior Ministry said over 200,000 people turned out last weekend and more than 160,000 the weekend before for the protests. Police do not expect the numbers to decrease this weekend. More than 1,000 Thai anti-government protesters clashed with police on Saturday in Bangkok as they protested against the government's failure to handle the coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. The protesters marched towards the office of the prime minister, demanding his resignation. Police sealed off roads and shot tear gas and rubber bullets to push protesters back. Street protests against the government have been held in recent weeks by several groups in Thailand. Frustrations are mounting over the government's management of the coronavirus outbreaks and the damage pandemic measures have inflicted on the economy. This is VOA News. China stepped up measures to protect its capital, Beijing, as an uptick in coronavirus cases driven by the more infectious Delta variant spread across multiple cities in the country. The National Health Commission reported on Saturday 107 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the mainland. Of the new infections, 75 were locally transmitted, the health authority said. Those currently outside Beijing and higher-risk areas should temporarily postpone their return, and others should provide a negative COVID-19 test, according to details of a Saturday meeting by local officials reported by the Beijing Daily. Epidemic prevention measures at railways, highways, and airports should be strengthened, they said. Some local governments have been called out by Beijing for lowering their guard, leading to the spread of the Delta variant from multiple sources. Flames swept through a residential town outside Athens overnight as wildfires burned across Greece for a fifth day on Saturday, and hundreds of people were evacuated by ferry from an island east of the capital. The fire on the outskirts of Athens has forced the evacuation of thousands of people since late Thursday, with emergency crews facing winds and high temperatures as they battled to contain its spread. Wildfires have erupted in many parts of the country amid Greece's worst heat wave in more than 30 years, tearing through tens of thousands of acres of forest land, destroying homes and businesses, and killing animals. Temperatures have been over 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit all week. Officials say more than 700 firefighters, including reinforcements from Cyprus, France, and Israel, have been deployed to fight the blaze north of Athens, assisted by the army and water bombing aircraft. Authorities have battled more than 400 wildfires across Greece in the last 24 hours. In neighboring Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires. Flames sweeping through its southwestern coastal regions forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. In Italy, hot winds fanned flames on the island of Sicily this week. And Afghanistan government officials and relatives attended the funeral of the head of the Government Media and Information Center on Saturday, who was assassinated by the Taliban a day earlier. Taliban fighters on Friday assassinated the Afghanistan government's top media and information officer in the capital of Kabul, an act condemned by the senior U.S. diplomat in the country as an affront to human rights and free speech. The assassination was the latest by the hardline Islamist group attempting to weaken President Ashraf Ghani's democratically elected Western-backed regime. Scores of social activists, journalists, bureaucrats, judges, and public figures who were fighting to sustain a liberal Islamic regime have been killed by Taliban fighters. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.